morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Well, it's that time of year again. The trees are bare and seem to be perfectly okay about it. The weather is cold, unless you live in Southern California or near the equator. Our calendar year is nearing its end. It's National Fruitcake Month and home to the natural phenomenon of winter solstice, which marks the beginning of lengthening days and shortening nights. There's also something else happening this month. Oh, it's when 30% of all retail sales occur. That's because it's Christmas. And what's this all got to do with traveling together? Well, if you and I were on a road trip and you asked me about Christmas, here's what I would say. I don't much like Christmas, really. Not the music, not the decorations, red and green, really. Not the traditions, and not really the mythology of it. And here are some reasons why I think this is the case for me. Number one, I can't remember one childhood Christmas. And maybe that's because of how I have dealt with the trauma of a nasty divorce. Maybe it was a way for me to block out the good times of my childhood family by focusing on the verbal abuse and the abandonment so that I could deal with losing something that was beautiful. So I reframed it as something that never was beautiful in the first place. Number two, the immense pressure that Christmas puts on me as a father and a husband. To rise to the occasion again, to keep up with the Joneses and give amazing gifts and show up at holiday parties and small talk like I'm interested. Number three, the theology. And maybe not so much the theology, but the mythical way that the virgin birth is presented each year. At least Catholics honor Mary year-round. For us Christians, we only talk about her once a year. Even the Quran puts more emphasis on Mary's vantage point. I mean, here is a woman who responded to the most outrageous scenario with the simple how, followed by yes. We often overlook Mary's obedience and faithfulness. See Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Also, a part that we conveniently overlook in the mythological telling of the virgin birth of Jesus' birthday is the Massacre of Innocents, where King Herod murders all the boys in Bethlehem under the age of 2. See Matthew 2:16. For me, when I think of it, it isn't just a quaint little baby tucked in a manger getting gifts from magic kings. This is a raw, tough time for everyone involved. The chaos and the angst of the time I can feel when I read the accounts. See, when my first child was born on a Sunday, I had been fired the Friday before. We didn't have a place to stay, and I had to take my wife and my new child to my grandmother's, where I went back to LA to try to find a job and a place to live. That was chaos. That was some angst. And maybe all of this is why I see this holiday the way I do. Maybe there's reason that Mark and John don't even include Jesus' birth account in their writings. Maybe for them it was too messy and violent to touch. Or maybe, like me, it's just not what stands out for them when they think about their time with Jesus. So at any rate, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Jesus, And thank you for letting me share.